The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contribution amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, the commendation of dedication and outstanding service from the Mayor of Los Angeles, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Love is Always Good in Florida, USA in June 2001.
师父，由于我是刚刚应心的，如果我的问题您曾经回答过，请您原谅。师父，我对三界之内的轮回有一些困惑。就我们所知道的，人类这短短的历史之中，人类变得越来越智慧，但同时又变得越来越愚蠢。那么经过无数次的轮回之后，为什么会产生这样的状况呢？比如说 我们人类越来越智慧，创发明了飞机，发现了核子能量，但同时我们用飞机去轰炸别人，用原子弹去毁灭别人。我对这个，我想请问师父，轮回除了因果报应之外，是否还有其他的轮回法则？
我们世界都这样吗？啊，就这样吗？自古以来都这样，啊，一上来很高就下来呀、啊，就是这样，这样才叫轮回呀、啊，你懂吗？你这样绕一圈呢、啊，
嗯，
然后再绕一圈呢、啊，啊，
对
，OK， 不是说我们变越来越愚蠢了、啊，不是，有一些人当然越来越有智慧了，因为他有修行嘛，啊。有一些人没有修行的话，会是他一样啊，任何时代都这样。OK， 哎，像现在我们有这个观音法门嘛，很多人喜欢修行，不过好多人都没修啊。
我是想问师父，为什么在轮回的时候不把一些坏的东西淘汰掉？
谁要淘汰啊？我们自己要淘汰啊。有一些人不想逃啊，他就不逃，嗯，这样世界才有意思嘛，呵呵，不然通通都是天堂啦、啊，又不用你来这边问这种伟大的问题啊。
啊、哦，是。
是的哈，懂了哈。嗯，
谢谢师父。
嗯，就是这样。像家人也是一样啊，你生出来已经很大老大了，不过还有小小的在家里，那个小的慢慢来学啊。你不能强迫他一步登天。Okay.
谢谢师父。
Master, my family is not initiated, and they love me very much, and I love them very much also. But it's kind of distracting my practice, because I like to do Master's work very, very much. When I do focus on Master's work, I learn so much, and I'm very happy.Somehow my family wants some of my love and attention. I don't know what I should do so that I could stay focused on Master's work, which is the first thing I love to do, and still make my family understand that they're well taken care of, so that I have peace of mind.
What are you doing normally at home?
At home?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't live with them because...
What are you doing then?
I work at Master's restaurant.
Oh, so that's okay already. And when you go home, you see them sometimes. Yeah, both. Okay.
I just went back to see them, and then I feel I'm a little bit different. I'm sort of distracted. Mm-hmm. I have to spend some time to pull myself back.
Understand.
To stay in focus.
Well, that's good for you. Good exercise.So you can exercise your willpower. Yeah? Yeah. And you know you're cool. Powerful. Nobody can pull you away. It's okay. So here and there. I know. We cannot have everything in this world. Huh? Yeah. It's only the lucky people can have the whole family initiate. Yeah. So I just try to live in both worlds. Yeah? Balance.Okay? Let's also give you some change, you know? Like today you do this, tomorrow do that. It's also cool. Why struggle?
Master, may I ask you, you've said before, if we do Master's work and put God in the first place, then our family will be taken care of by God. So I shouldn't worry about them, should?
No, it's not that. But if they...still love and want your attention, then you also sometimes have to take care of them. It's all right. You can do both. God is not the dictator, okay? Your heart is sincere and God knows. Yeah? And each person is different circumstance. So you do your best in both, okay? So your family don't get hurt. Yeah. And if you talk to them and they understand, if they say, okay, you can be free and just do master works alone, then you're okay. If not, then you take it easy. Alright?
Thank you, Master.
If you are initiated, your family's members are taken care of also. I do not demand that you have to do my work or anything in order to have blessing, you know. It's just if you like to do it yourself, of course it's better for you. Not like Master do not help your family if you don't do Master's work. It's not like that. It's not like that. Just the more we focus on one thing, the more we progress on that thing. You see, that's all. But we all have families and friends, so it's okay to spend some time with them. You can have both worlds. You do what you want. It's okay.
In your daily life, what refers to masculine and feminine yin and yang in your daily life? How can she recognize it? Is it through creativity? Let's say yin would be creativity and yang would be negativity whatsoever.
Oh.
She's trying to associate.
Now you do whatever you feel right, morally. And whatever is good for yourself and benefit others, that's good. Everything is positive, beneficial to yourself and others, that is yang. Everything destructive, no good for yourself and no good for others or others, that is yin. Yin means negative. Yeah? It doesn't also mean negative, it just means they are the opposite direction, you know. Mostly more on the dark side. In this world we have yin and yang to survive, you know, to keep the creation going. Yes. Yeah, that's why sometimes when we want to do some good things we have obstruction.
Hay cái có phải là thất tình lục dục là cái những lớp thân thể nó bao bao bọc cái bản lai diện mục, có phải vậy không?
Dạ.
Dạ, cảm ơn sư phụ.
Không có gì. Không phải, còn cái đầu óc mình nữa. Đầu óc mình nghĩ vậy, nghĩ bà hoài. Ông cho cái ông chủ mình nghỉ ngơi và nghĩ đúng chưa?
Dear Master, can you give us the opportunity to see you once a year?
Life is unpredictable, you know? And that's why it's fun. I don't know. I can't promise you something that I don't know in advance. I don't even know if I live until next year. How I promise you every year see you once a year? Huh?
Oh, Master, don't say that.
Don't say that? Shall I live forever?
Yeah.
When we have to go, we have to go. Yeah? It's just you don't know when we practice this Kuan Yin method. We feel that we could go any day. And that death is really a reality and certainly we will go one day. For me, that is very sure. I don't know about you. You feel like you're living here forever, but not me. I know that we will have to go. Yeah, one day or another. It's nothing to fear. Maybe you even go before me and you make me promise, stay here, wait for you, and then you're gone, and then I'm lonely. What do you think? If we not see each other here, we see each other there. Eh? Anywhere. My God, everywhere is heaven. Just you think it's here, you know, everywhere we can see heaven. We are inside heaven, like the fish in the sea. If the fish doesn't know the sea where he's swimming, then he won't know anywhere else. If he swims somewhere else, he would not recognize the sea either. Okay. Don't you know that it's just an illusion, this world? Don't you know all these people sitting here and they are fake? Yeah. If they are fake, I am fake too, you know? I mean, this body is not real either, so no need to cling to it too much. But because many of you are still in this level, huh? So I let you see me sometimes. Whatever the me you can call me, I also sometimes don't know who is me. I'm talking in your language only, but sometimes I don't really know who is me anymore. Everything is so funny. So funny how everything is so serious. But you know already, huh? We all have to go. I mean, we normally are not here. So if someday you realize that I'm gone, I originally am already gone. See what I mean? Yeah. But thanks for your love.
I just tell you a small experience that I had, but not to ask you what it means for me personally, but I'll try to make a general question out of it.
Okay.
Last Sunday, I was away for the day, and when I was meditating, I saw a stream, and I saw you coming down on one side, go through me, past me, and then across the stream on the other side, and then suddenly I was in the stream getting a good cleansing, and then I was on the other side where you were, and I was wearing suddenly I was wearing a robe like you usually wear, and I didn't know what that meant, but when I went home that night I heard that you were in Florida and that we could come and see you. Mm. And I was just wondering if that's what you meant when you said when I call you, you come. Mm. Is that what we're supposed to understand when you say that?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, you have a good vision, and that's enough. You had a good vision, no need to ask any more questions. No? Mm-hmm. When you see something beautiful, just enjoy it. Yeah? No need to ask what it means. When you see a beautiful man, a beautiful woman, do you ask what he means? Just enjoy the beauty, like a painting or a song. Yeah? Have a good vision. Have good vision every day. Different.
Before I initiation, I just wanted to find the good master. I wanted, I'm looking for some qigong or something, but I don't like it. I'm lucky, finally I found you.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Thank you so much,
Master. If we have strong affinity with our parents, for example, is it possible to not to have such strong affinity without hurting them, and so that we could be free?
Some people have less a strong affinity, some people have more. It depends on your past connection with each other. Yes. But of course, as you practice longer, the affinity wears out a little more. Okay? But because you just don't want to hurt them, that's why you hang around. Otherwise, for you, the affinity is already almost gone. Just for them, it's not. So you have to accommodate them. It's not for you, it's for them. If they still want to see you and love you and all that, you have to let them a little, okay? Yeah. And you have, until you ask them and talk to them, if they want to let you free, then it's okay. Maybe they're already ready. All right? But what's the use? You just stay there and you come home sometimes, or they come see you sometimes. It's okay. To go with your situation. All right? Don't keep always asking for something you don't have. Appreciate what you have and go along with it. All right? Don't make life such a struggle. Okay? So be happy, okay? That you have love from your parents and they even understand you. Yeah? They don't make trouble for you. Okay? So you are very lucky already. When they love you, you should be grateful. And if you are distracted and all that, it's just temporarily. Yeah? And you go back to meditate again. It's okay. You should also also share the love to your parents. Share the meditation practice, you know, of merit to your parents. So that's why you feel distracted when you're with them, because they take some of your merit. And that should be okay. They are your parents. All right? You should be happy that you have good parents, right? They just want to love you and see you sometimes. That's normal. And if you're distracted, it's your problem. you should strengthen your concentration, and that is for you to work on, yeah? Not to throw them away, but to work on your weakness, yeah? They are there to help you to work on this. Without water, how you know how good you swim? Okay? Yeah. The older you grow, the wiser you became, and the calmer your personality. I'm not sure about that. I feel better. The older I get, the better I feel. How about you? Yeah? All the trouble we used to have when we were kids, just sayonara to us, huh? You know, we used to be more excited and more, I don't know, provocable, huh? And now we just don't care so much. We're easy, we get along well with everybody and ourselves. Isn't that great? Yeah. The elder, the better. Just you don't look old at all, all of you. You keep younger and younger every time I see you. Yeah, it seems like that. And your hair just get blonder and blonder also. You even change your hair, it's funny. I change mine too. Yeah. It look wise when you have gray, you know, white hair, huh? Look wiser. Look like heaven people. I think I should go a beer and then a beer and everything's perfect. What he's doing. Okay, we prepare. Okay. But he's loving now because he's a kid. He's only 3 months. Hey, guys! This is sweet. Yeah. Ooh, they look good. Goody stuff. Oh, yeah. Here, share. Open and share. Yeah. Oh, you're good. Yeah, so young, very good boy. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye, Rudy. Yes, Master, I have something very, very good. I thank you.
Wow. Tell me.
Children tend to have a fear. But then I discovered if you love God with all of your heart, then you're not going to have fear. You're not going to even be tortured, because the torture will disappear, and the parents can receive their own debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that to me. That's what I feel. Good. Whatever comes.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Whatever comes. Mm-hmm. That's a good attitude.
Well, I'm happy to report that the first time I met you, you told me I was having major problems with my sound meditation, and you told me that it would be taken care of, and it was. And my meditation's great.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
My God. My God. This is something I like to hear every day. Yeah, that would be nice to hear. Huh? Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
But because you are very sincere also. Yeah? And you are humble, yeah? You also diligent. That helps.
I believed you too.
Okay. Well, that, of course. Even though I'm the most humble person in the world, but I have to admit. Okay, Master Power helps you, not I. I'm just saying I sometimes. I don't know who else is there, except the Master. Who else is there?
I was in Puerto Rico, and I heard he was here, and I came.
From Puerto Rico? How far from here? How many hours?
Total 5 hours.
How is everybody doing there?
Puerto Rico. Well, I just went, I was visiting my mother. I'm originally from Ohio.
Oh, so you're not native. But there's a good island, right? Very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
They have a lot of beach, good beach.
Beautiful beaches, beautiful trees.
Okay, guys. See you, huh? Thanks for the love. Yeah.
Thank you for inviting us, Master.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for Bring Perfection into This World, an inspiring discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members. Now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after noteworthy news. May joy and laughter be ever present in your life.